it's easy to think that the things you need to compare, or something that you would need to compare, would be Dropbox versus SharePoint. And that's wrong. You can compare Google Drive to Dropbox, because those two things just hold documents for you. So when you open up Google Drive, you see a list of your documents. You see some like highlighted for you, but it's holding all your documents. Dropbox, same thing. It's a place to put all your files, all your documents, PDFs, Word documents, CSV files, spreadsheets, whatever. It doesn't matter. You could put them all in Dropbox. Now, you might be thinking, okay, SharePoint is a document library, right? Like, that's where you host a bunch of files. True. But the thing is that there's only one part of SharePoint that does that. So it's not a one-to-one-to-one comparison, like Google Drive versus Dropbox versus SharePoint. What it actually, when you compare Google Drive to something inside of the Microsoft 365 suite, you would actually be comparing it to OneDrive. That's because the way Google Drive works is the way OneDrive works. OneDrive is your personal document storage. Google Drive, your personal document storage. SharePoint has, you can put document libraries in SharePoint, but they're not just for you. They're not your personal document storage. They're the files that the whole company uses. So that's what, you know, SharePoint. The share part is, you know, everybody sharing this information. So don't compare Google Drive to SharePoint, because SharePoint is a whole entire thing that does a bunch of stuff. One thing it does is host files inside of a document library. OneDrive, same thing, hosts files, and SharePoint can do that, but again, it's just one piece of SharePoint. SharePoint can do, you know, a ton of other things. So, you know how I like to do, get your listicle style, you know what I mean? Five reasons why you should put your documents inside of SharePoint. Because never fails, yeah. Hold on, let me shut this down. So yeah, you definitely should put your files inside of SharePoint as opposed to Dropbox and Google Drive. Like, if you, here's the thing. I'm always talking about, if you're paying for the 365 suite, then you might be wasting your money, because you're paying for a thing that you can do and you're not using it. Instead, you've paid for the Microsoft 365 suite, and then you went and paid for something else that is, that you could do that same thing inside of SharePoint. So let me give you five things. So when you have a document library inside of SharePoint, you can run workflows on those documents. You can get alerts. You can do all types of stuff. So there's some like automation out of the box, but then there's also some automation that you can put on the document. So like, you can route a document through various approvers inside of SharePoint. So let's say that you upload a travel request and you're still doing it on PDFs, which I would recommend that you get out of PDFs, but that's a whole nother show. You fill out a PDF. You save that PDF. Then you upload that PDF to the travel request library. Then here's what SharePoint can do. SharePoint can send an email to somebody and say, Thurman has uploaded this document. It needs your approval. And the person approves it right there inside of their email. And then it gets assigned to the next person, who could then approve it. Then it gets assigned to the most important person. They approve it. And now you're good to go. You've routed that document through the approval process via a workflow. And you're able to do that because SharePoint allows you to do that. There's some approval workflows. There is an approval workflow that comes out of the box, and you can configure it. And then there's, you can build your own with what's called Power Automate. Story for another day. Anyway, so that's one. Number two, low-hanging fruit, metadata. Anytime you upload a document into SharePoint, you can add columns to the document. And what I mean is, you can basically add metadata. So let's go back to this training request, right? If I fill out this training request and I upload it to the training request library, I could create a column or inside of the library, there could be a column called approval status. And by default, it can be set to submitted. So that's the status that it's at when I put it inside of the library. I get to do that. I can add a column called description, which has a bunch of details in it, and it could tell you about that document. I could put all the details about that document. I could add anything you can think of. You know what I mean? Maybe inside of the travel request, there's a bunch of details, but one of the main details that you always want to know is what state did I travel to, right? You can make a column that just shows the state that I traveled to in addition to putting the document up in the library. Now, of course, that information is already in the library, but maybe that one piece of information is important to me, so I want to make people tell me what city they traveled to or what state or whatever, whatever the location is. Again, this is why I would just say scratch having it in a form and build it in a web form, a real form, not a PDF. Again, story for another day. Because if you, all right, wait a minute. If you put it in a form, then the form fields, like what I'm filling in as I'm entering into the form, those are automatically the columns on the list. So I don't have to go create an extra metadata that matches the same information I already asked for in the form. But again, story for another day. Let's not even worry about that. Let's keep it rocking and rolling. All right, number three. When you put documents inside of a library in SharePoint, you get to open up these documents in the web browser. So you don't necessarily have to open it inside of your computer. Like if you put a spreadsheet inside of your library, then when you go to open that spreadsheet, it can open up in the web. Like you can use Office products on the web, right? Like you could use them in your browser. You don't necessarily have to say open in Excel and then use the desktop version of the software. You can use it in the web. And by default, that's how SharePoint acts. You can bypass that if you wanted to, but just know a lot of the documents you're probably going to be working with are Office documents. And you're putting these Office documents inside of an Office tool, which is SharePoint. A Microsoft tool. So it integrates well. Like, opens up in the browser, and you have a couple other fancy things you could do with those documents. Too much to get into, but just know you could do that. Using the web versions of those tools by default. All right. Number four, document sets. So these are like folders, but better. So if I say, yo, listen, we got to submit a proposal, you might say, okay, let's get all those documents into like a folder called Proposal A, and then let's submit that and use that folder to do whatever it is that we need to do. Cool. But if you're using a document set and you put those documents inside of your document set, which looks like a folder, the document set gives you some more options. So with a document set, you get to assign metadata to the documents inside of the document set, and then you get to assign metadata to the folder or the document set that's carrying them. So here's an example. For Proposal A, you name the document set Proposal A. Then you give the document set a description. Then you give the document set a status, and you say it's not approved or it's submitted, like I was talking about with the travel request. When I open up that document set, then I can see like five different documents that we need to submit with this proposal. And we now get to give those documents a different set of metadata than what the document set had. So remember, the document set has Proposal A, that's the name. It has a description of this proposal, and it has a column that says the status. Well, maybe inside of the document set, you got five different documents, and then you tag them with document type. So maybe one document is proposal. I don't know. Another document is bid. It sounds terrible. I don't know what I'm talking about. But you would have a column called document type, and that would describe each of the five documents inside of there. And then you could throw on some more metadata if you want to. The other thing you could do with a document set is route it like you would an individual document. So remember earlier I said travel requests, that one document you could route with a workflow. But if you use a document set with five documents in it, you can route that packet, essentially, that document set, you can route that like it's one item using a workflow. Super powerful, super cool. Document sets will blow your mind. I'm going to link to some videos that Daniel, who's a Microsoft guy who puts a lot of content out, he has some good videos and document sets. I'll link to that inside the description. I want you to see what these can do. So yeah, that's four. Now number five. You can take documents in your document library and embed them on your SharePoint site. So let's say that you have a project site. You're working on a project, you got the main site, you're doing your thing. In this project site, you have a library that has a bunch of documents in it. Now, granted, most of the documents are important. Cool. But all of them are not important. All of them are just for reference. So what you could do on the front page of your project site, you can tag certain documents a certain way inside of that library and then force them to surface themselves on the front page of that project site. So let's say your library, which is tucked in the background, has like 20 documents. But you said five of them are important and you want people to be able to see them, the latest, greatest versions of them, when they come to the project site. So what do? You tag them. Tag them accordingly. You can set this up on your own. And then surface those documents to the project site. So now you're looking at the project site and you're going, oh, man. Everybody that comes to the project site gets to see these latest, greatest five documents that you've tagged as important that you want everybody to see at least when they get to the site. So that's another cool thing you can do. You can embed your documents and the libraries themselves on SharePoint pages, aka site pages. Okay, that was five things. You can, one, run workflows on your documents. You can, two, use metadata to describe your documents and categorize your documents. Three, you can use, by default, SharePoint uses the web version of your file, and you can circumvent that if you want to. But it's just, that's just the behavior of the document, of the library. It lets you use the web versions of those files. Four is you get to create document sets, which is like folders but on steroids. And then five, you can embed these documents on other sites. And that's it. Those are the five things, or the five reasons, that you should manage your documents in SharePoint, not Dropbox, not Google Drive, especially if you are already paying for the Microsoft 365 suite. And that, yeah, let me not even, I'm not going to play Google Drive or, you know, take a dump on Dropbox. They're cool. They're some pretty good tools. I'm just saying, one, if you're already paying for the Microsoft 365 suite and you have access to SharePoint, use it. You know what I mean? And then two, when you use it, you get all these cool things that you could do. And those are only five. There's more things you could do. I'm just leaving it out. Anyway, that's it. That's the end of the episode. I hope you got some value out of that. And I do have to say, my apologies. I've been away for a while. I've been grinding. You know what I mean? Like, growing this business is a lot. And I still got to take care of my clients. You know what I mean? Here's the thing. I'm getting ready to have a webinar. It's at September 30th, 11 a.m. I'm going to put the link inside of the description. September 30th, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's for project managers. I'm going to show you how to build a cool site so that you can keep all of your project assets, all of your project resources in one place. Basically a one-stop shop. So come through. I want you to come to this webinar. This is where we can interact live. You can ask all types of questions. You could do whatever. You know what I mean? I've been strategically putting my stuff together to plan for this thing. And so I've been neglecting my podcast, my baby, I love this thing. I cannot wait until the day when I could just record and pass it off to somebody, because then y'all really going to get some heat. Right now, I just, yo, I quick and dirty do these episodes, try to deliver some value, and then, you know, put it out there. But coming here soon, you'll get more than just more than what you're getting right now. Also, I have to say, I know I've been waffling since the beginning of this show talking about the side shows that I'm going to do, which is about business and like growing my business. But I've decided recently I'm definitely going to do it. So I'm going to just put some new episodes inside of the feed. They'll probably be called side note episodes. And it's just me talking about growing this podcast business, or growing this business via my podcast. I'll be talking about it on my podcast. I don't have a podcast business. Let me get that clear. Anyway, yeah, yo, listen, again, if you're hearing my voice right now, that means you tuned in and you listened all the way to the end. I have to say thank you. I gotta say thank you. I wish I could see your face. I wish I could say what up. I wish I could dap you up and say thank you so much. But you're hearing me. That I guess that's enough for me to be like, thank you, wherever you are in the world. Appreciate you listening. I'm a holler back.